Yeah, welcome to the Game 365 podcast, man. I got a special guest from Seattle, you know, some flavor.
Come on.
You know, very talented brother, man. So, give everybody your social media and everything, man, because I don't want to mispronounce your exact rap name. You see what I'm saying?
So, yeah, it's definitely JFresh, you know, J-F-R-E-S-H. Then it's also going to be... Instagram is Fresh Molly, Fresh underscore Molly underscore. And then on Facebook is Maul J Fresh. And then that's pretty much all I got right now.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Y'all go follow this brother too, man. Yeah,
tap in.
So let's let the world know where you from, bro.
I'm from Seattle, Washington, born and raised.
Talk to me, man.
Come on.
How did, you know, Seattle treat you growing up, man? Was it, you know, fast? Was it too slow for you? Did you feel you need to be in Switzerland, Africa? Where you felt you need to be at, man?
Shit, I was in the right spot because it made me who I am.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So, the world that I am, you know what I'm saying?
Talk to me.
It definitely raised me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Breeded me to be able to swim out there with the whales and sharks, for sure.
Yeah, that's what's up. I definitely can relate to that, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, this is
because it's different. Everybody think it's life from, you know, if you ain't from here, but yeah, come go ahead and come here.
Yeah, real talk.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, man.
Go here and slide in the wrong part. You know what I'm saying?
Real life.
Like real talk. It's definitely different, dog.
How was growing up in school and shit? Was you know what I'm saying, running around? Was you doing music and freestyling and beatboxing on tables in class in fifth, sixth grade? Or
that's crazy you asked that, because I was the beatboxer. I was the one. Yeah. I was the one, you know, they'd be like, hey, go ahead, you know what I'm saying, put the beat more. If I wasn't there with my mouth, I was on the table. Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
getting everybody pumped up. Yeah.
For hours, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, niggas back then, we was freestyling for hours.
I already know.
Niggas keep going and going and going.
Just
keep going. Nigga got tired because we was going for hours. You feel me?
So how did that transition, though, from, you know, being, you know, the early producer, you know what I'm saying, amongst your childhood friends to actually rapping and shit, you know?
Well, shit, you know me, you know what I'm saying? I come from music, you know what I'm saying? Music is my timeline, you know what I'm saying? I'm an 80s baby, but the 90s raised me, you know what I'm saying? So it's nothing but that real organic music, you know what I'm saying? So for me, you know, music's the timeline. So, you know, anytime in my life I hear some music, I go back to what I was doing, how I was doing it when I was doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's, to me, what shaped me, you know what I'm saying, is a certain music. And back then we had the realest. So it was all organic, and it being organic, you know, it just helped you grow up. It breeded you. It gave you the game.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? If you took, if you used, however you did it, you know what I'm saying? It just, it did it from, like, for sure.
Where some of your style come from? How did it shape itself? Was it, you know, just looking out the front door? Was it in the streets? Was it in the house with auntie, grandma, mom, dad, uncle?
It was definitely in the street, you know what I'm saying? Definitely with the big cousins, older cousins, you know what I'm saying? On the blade, off the blade.
Yeah, for
on
sure.
On licks, off licks, you know what I'm saying? You know, listening to niggas like Killer Tay, Sebo, you know what I'm saying? And Pacino, Jacka, you know what I'm saying? And of course, Nip, you know what I'm saying? It just really shaped me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got to say Rick Ross, too, because I got to throw him in there just being 100.
But
those people, definitely the one who shaped me to be who, you know what I'm saying, who I mean, you know, I can't even talk, who I am in this rap game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I, if you hear me, you'll definitely get a little piece of them and some, because them is the niggas I like that made it simple.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got the message real simple. Nice. So I definitely took from that.
Was it easy, you know what I'm saying, writing down your thoughts, or did you start with, like everybody else, with poetry, and then you learn how to, you know, turn it up a little bit and it turns into a song? Or was you just freestyling, you know what I'm saying, and then you just was punching in? A lot of cats say they punched in from the beginning of their career.
See me, I'm gonna keep it funky. All bullshit aside, I never was even gonna be a rapper. You know, I was the nigga like, I'm gonna be the DJ.
Yeah.
You know, cause that's how much I love music. I knew the right music to play. Yeah. I knew what niggas like, you know what I'm saying? And I was in tuned.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? In tune with, you know, whether it was rap, rock, R&B, you know what I'm saying? The slow R&B, the love songs, the oldies.
Yeah, like
I come from the music. You feel what I'm saying? So it just how can I say it? It just was different. You know what I'm saying, back then.
What you think is more organic about your style than, you know, what kind of the style that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of motherfuckers around, you know, just the Pacific Northwest have?
Shit, for me, because, like I was saying, I was going to start the music, you know what I'm saying, with just, I shouldn't say start the music, but I really didn't want to do the music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But losing my bro, you know, it became therapy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so I used that as therapy. And then getting into it, I actually liked it.
Yeah.
And then once I liked it, I was like, okay, I kind of can get down with this. You know what I'm saying? I can actually use it as therapy in a way of getting out how I feel, but also hold my brother's name alive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, you know what I'm saying? I'm learning and I'm getting game, and I can just speak about some shit that I want to talk about and get off my chest.
Yeah, for sure.
So for me, it's not even about the money. Mm-hmm. It's not even about the fames and the likes. It's mm-hmm. more about the therapy. And if other stuff happened, it happened.
Yeah.
It's organic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You remember any of your early bars and shit from like fifth, sixth grade, whenever you started? Just whenever you did start. You remember that first two bars? Like, you know, I'm in the kitchen cooking with the
Yeah, I said something like, I'm on point like a ball pen or something.
Something
I thought was cool, you know what I'm saying? But it was the beginning.
Yeah, guaranteed.
You got to go through it to get to it. Uh-huh. So, you know what I'm saying? Now it's totally different.
How is the streets of Seattle and just, you know what I'm saying, that perspective, you know what I'm saying, influence the way that you go about just everything you do? Because a lot of people from outside of, you know what I'm saying, Washington, mm-hmm. they have, you know, their own perspective mm-hmm. and their own, you know, idea about how we get down out here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like to, you know, get artists on here and cast that pop it. I like, you know, to let the world know, you know?
Yeah. Well, shit, out here it's the deep end. You know, you may think it's sweet, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like real talk. So for me, you know what I'm saying, you know, being from, you know what I'm saying, you know, the South End, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then being able to also be on both sides of the track.
Yeah.
Be cool with everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, you see a little bit of it, all of it. And then the stuff that we was doing back then, like, it was a different kind of thing that shaped us. Like, we had to be grown before we was supposed to be grown.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? We had to go get money before we was supposed to get mm-hmm. money. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? We was that era that had to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There wasn't no options of going, I can't mm-hmm. do it. No.
That's why everybody used to be downtown, and everybody used to be, I already know.
In the T.
Third tire across you, right in front of the bank.
In the square.
all that. Come on. Uptown, downtown, everything. Chinatown.
All the time.
Yeah, I'm already knowing.
We was grown before we was supposed to be grown. And you know what I'm saying? You know, being from Seattle, it helped me to be able, because here, you know, people think because it's multicultural, it's sweet.
Yeah.
But it also helped us and bred us to be able to deal with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so when we go other places, people don't understand why we're able to just sink right in and go and be good money. You feel what I'm saying?
And that's why, you know, motherfuckers from Seattle and, you know, saying CD South and West, just in general, you know, our game be a little bit turned up more than everywhere we go.
Period.
Because, you know, we didn't have
off of us.
Exactly. Period. We didn't have that, you know, we're sharper on both sides. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
It's unique. But, you know, until you get a dose of this shit, then that's why motherfuckers don't want to go back to Texas you know, Mississippi or
like, I'm home.
Yeah.
Real talk.
You see all them cats that came during Katrina, they ain't went back. They got families out here.
Come on, because it's cool. It's that spot. It is that spot. Yeah, it's beautiful. Sure. It's evergreen. That's why they call us the evergreen state. Mm-hmm. It's nice. We got hills. It ain't flat. You know what I'm saying? It's scenery. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, everybody's cool. Of course, you might get the shady people here and there because that's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a spot where you can really kind of do your thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a lot of people moving from everywhere to get here.
So was that where you kind of comprised the idea for, you know, the song Love My City, you know, based upon Seattle?
Well, so for me, you know what I'm saying? Love My City was I've always said, I want to be the one to put the city on.
Mm-hmm.
And not to be famous, not to say I'm the best rapper.
Yeah.
But just to put the city on, because I still feel us as a city have not been put on.
Mm-hmm.
They put us in the back.
Yeah.
And we got more than nothing but talent coming up out of here.
A whole lot
Young,
of them,
too. Young, old, man. Older, OGs, it don't matter. It's nothing but talent. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, I just want everybody to know where I'm from.
Yeah.
And represent my city.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, because that's what born and raised me and breeded me to be who I am. So, at the end of the day, if it's not about that, it ain't about nothing.
What's your definition of game?
Shit. First of all, being a whale. You know what I'm saying? Whale game, because I call it whale game. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, being able to be smart, being able to have a hustle, being able to stay afloat, you know what I'm saying? Be able to take care of yours, whether it's the kids, the wife, you know what I'm saying? The family, however that is. You know what I'm saying? Just having real game and knowledge about yourself, itself, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To be able to, once again, stay afloat.
Yeah, you know what guarantee.
I'm saying? I ain't gonna say do it big. I'm gonna say stay afloat.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these days it's different.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for sure. Did a lot of your musical influences, you know what I'm saying, kind of, you know, give you, you know, that attraction to the women that you like in your life, you know, just kind of moving down that path, like, okay, you know, I know there's groupies in the game, and I know there's women that, you know, might come fuck with me because I'm an artist, but then you find the genuine people that support you, and then you can pick from, you know, those pool of women who you decide to wear, this is my, the one that, you know, I'm a rock with, or I got to filter through this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, shit, you know, I'm going to keep it 1K, like my nigga Papa Black said. Nigga ain't had that kind of experience yet because he ain't got that far.
Mm, okay. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know, to
yeah.
have groupies to be able yeah. to say, oh, I had this kind or that kind.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? But I keep it 1K, though. All the females that I have encountered, they respect the music.
That's what's up.
And they love it. For me, that's everything because at the end of the day, that's who you, if you can get the females to like it, you got something.
Man, you already know who's
you
following.
Got you got something.
You know what I'm saying? They chasing you know the skirts.
You got something.
You know?
Straight up.
Yeah,
straight
real
up
talk.
At 6 o'clock, you got something.
I'm trying to tell you.
Real talk. Real talk.
Today, what are some of your, you know what I'm saying, most, you know, talked about records or some of the things that, you know, you might pinpoint to where if the DJ was to play your song or songs, mm-hmm. what would be your top three cuts? Other than I Love My City, because that's what I'm going to play on.
Well,
if I, you know,
one.
Yeah. So, you know, just give us
that's
a list,
number
man.
One. That's number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah, for sure.
It would definitely be My City, and then it'll probably be Thick.
Uh-huh.
That's featuring Taylor Made.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then... it probably third might be Pocket Watching. And if not, no, I take that back. All the Weed. That's one of the ones I ain't made a video for yet, but All the Weed.
Okay, so speaking of All the Weed, you know, you 420 friendly.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
we call it Weed, Tree, sure. Fire, Chronic, whatever, you know. However you grew up, yeah, exactly.
Exotic,
you know what I'm saying? So
you know what I'm saying?
How is, you know, kind of, you know, having a 420 base, the Weed base, you know, studio session or just blowing before you write or before you get to the creative process, how does that help you kind of kick songs out or just get, you know what I'm saying, the ideas and shit rolling?
It's definitely part of the process. I mean, I couldn't do it no other way. And I'd probably say it just helps stop those mind blocks.
You know that writer's block type you stuff,
know,
yeah.
Them writer blocks.
Cause yeah.
I don't care about the best. The best will have a writer block.
Yeah.
But sometimes the little herb, you know what I'm saying? It just help it just move over.
Mm-hmm.
You feel a little move, let it go for a second, come back and tear it up.
Yeah, for sure.
All day, every day.
For
real
sure.
Talk, real talk.
Top five rappers up out of Seattle that you fuck with right now.
Yikes.
It don't matter. It could be all you. It could be your closest partners that you rap with. It could be the youngsters. It could be whoever. OGs. I just want to hear, you know, some, you know, because you don't really know who cats is vibing to. I done met cats in Seattle that born and raised here, love it to death, but don't even listen to Seattle music.
No, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I like to know.
Because we're also, what's the word? We all be I can't even think of the word right now to say it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Let me say, Trey Black. Let me say, my nigga, Top Shelf Jug. Let me say, who else? My nigga, Walker Montana. Let me say, they put me on the spot. You're going to make people mad at me.
Nah, do your thing, man. You know? I could have said 50, but, you know.
And that really would have been like, yeah, we're going to come back to that. You know what I'm saying? Because you feel me? But let me see who else. I mean, you know what? Keeping it 1K, though, I fuck with everybody, though.
Yeah,
Who's bold enough and good enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You know, from the town. You know, none of us made it yet.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of that, you can say what you want. Yeah, you got likes and streams, whatever. But ain't none of us made it yet to where whatever. So I fuck with anybody from the town. If you represent the town, I'm behind you.
For sure.
And I hope you behind me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing it for.
And that's what this podcast is about. That's why I created the platform.
Period.
You know,
period.
Something for us. You dig what I'm saying?
Period.
And,
period.
You know? Yeah.
It's real talk, and I love it too. I love what you're doing here, though.
I appreciate you,
real
man.
Talk,
so speaking of, you know what I'm saying, making it and, you know, trying to make the step to manifest that. What do you think about, you know, the independent route versus the, you know, industry route, getting signed to a label?
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it like Cat Williams said, you know what I'm saying? You want to remain a masters of your masters.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, for me, I'm cool with independent.
Yeah.
You know, once again, like I said earlier, I'm not in it for the likes. I'm not in it for the fame. Of course, we all want to make money, and I hope to someday – to where my lyrics or my product is up to the part to where I am getting money in the streams and all
that. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm in it for. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You only get it what you put into it. Guaranteed. And I'm putting everything. So eventually it's gonna work. Or if it don't, it don't. You know what I'm saying? But the main thing is that at the end of the day, like, I guess you could say, I'm gonna just keep pushing and doing what I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it ain't nothing wrong with that, because, you know, some people have to realize you gotta start somewhere.
You got to.
You got motherfuckers going blindly into signing a deal, and then they don't realize that, nigga, you a slave now.
Yes.
Because you don't realize that. They might have fronted you that money for the chain, the car, and
you know what comes with that kind of shit, though. And see, for me, I'm too much of a whale to be up under somebody else or to be doing what you think you have to do these days, what they show with their social media, what you have to do to get on.
Yeah.
See, I ain't trying to get on. I'm already on because I'm alive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm free. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got a family. I'm good. My kids is good.
Real talk.
So I'm already on.
Real talk.
Know what I'm saying? There ain't no more else to say about it. I can get, the rest that happened is a plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Real
at the
shit.
End of the day. So for me, I'm on. You know, if something happens because somebody or my music got into the right hands, I'm good with that.
You know, I'm not
tripping. That's how I want it to be. I want it to be organic.
Yeah.
So I'm not out here on social media going viral or
doing the extra plays and dances,
you know, I'm not doing all that.
Hey, what they say, these cats is wake up early in the morning and they snort a line of clout.
Fast, and it's going straight to the brain. Oh, it's going to it, though.
Yeah.
And see, me, I'm just not out there. And probably because, like I said, I'm the 80s baby, raised in the 90s. And with that being said, we don't come from that. You know what I'm saying? We had to do it without the social media. So none of that stuff really mean nothing to me. It's not organic. It's not real. You know what I'm saying? It's fake news. You know, it's cool for the business, but it's fake news. So for me, when it happened organically, if it happened organically, I'm all good.
Yeah.
You know,
is there any advice or some wisdom, some game or knowledge that you would give a youngster that, you know, just tries to jump in this shit and wants to, you know, trying to push a song or album or get their self out there? Is there just any, you know, take your time, write it down, don't trip, don't try to crash out just to get famous, because, you know, or don't try to, you know, put no gangbang politic music out. Just give some game to a youngster, because a lot of youngsters be looking at this shit too, that I realize looking at the analytics, man, and, you know, they get inspired by the OGs, whether they show it in the streets, but, you know, they'll sit back and learn. They'll listen to the game, but they won't say you in the face because, you know, ego and shit, you know?
Well, shit, I mean, I say that the game I would give would be, if you're going to get in this, be willing to take on and accept the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Trust the value in the process.
Yeah.
This shit ain't overnight. Not unless you over there in Hollywood and you done got on with such and such and blah, 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 blah. But if you're really in this, you know what I'm saying, something that I was always told is you don't want nothing you don't got to work for. You know what I'm saying? You don't want nothing you got to, you know what I'm saying, you didn't work for.
Yeah.
Period. So trust the value in the process.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be in it, be in it. Always remember what you put in is what you get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if
you're
going to go in it, be in it for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing I did when I first got in it, I was like, okay, well, let me say this. Once I first accepted that I liked it, you know what I'm saying, I got into it, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be in it. I'm going to take the ups and downs, smiles and frowns.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to take the critics on the chin.
Yeah, all that shit.
And I've done it. You know, now it's going on, what, 13 years, 14 years now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm steadily growing, you know what I'm saying, learning from the senseis, from the OGs, from the vets. You know what I'm saying? Even from the young cats.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Keep it fun, you know what I'm saying? So
they play this tech game on a different level.
Level.
Definitely.
They got a different advantage, man.
Mm-hmm.
They can reach way more.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the advantage we have in this game right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, is we can reach way more, do way more off these wavelengths. You know what I'm saying? So it's good.
So what do you feel about the support in Seattle behind the artists?
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, you know, we got to talk about it, man.
I mean, come on, let's talk about it. I mean, so here's the thing. That's the problem with the town, you know, is we don't support each other. And I think people think support looks like if you support the people you like.
Supporting the city as a whole. You know what I'm saying?
What I said earlier, if you bold enough to come do it and you talking about the city, I'm with you. And I hope you with me. But instead of everybody doing that, whether they like you or not, everybody want to grade you. Mm-hmm. Everybody want to knock you.
Yeah.
And everybody only want to fuck with you if you're part of their crew or not part of their crew or you like that crew.
Yeah, real talk.
And that's what's halting us.
They from over there. He's there. I don't fuck with him. Yeah. Yeah. He had my baby mom in eighth grade.
Yeah.
He stole my dog when we was nine. Yeah. I stole his Regal. His mom don't cook good spaghetti. Yeah,
I'm gonna say, I have to keep it 1K too, though. Not everybody is. I get it when you're talking about the city getting behind you. It's talking about the right thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's everywhere.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you know the way we get on as a city is we become a city and stand behind the city, no matter who's doing it.
Yeah.
Period.
Do you think? What do you feel is the part that is kind of the barrier to entry? Because you think it's the fake politics, or is it just because you know a lot of it's the crab in the bucket mentality that we have in the inner city?
Well, I think I don't think it's the crab in the buckets. I still think that's where the part comes in is the segregation.
Mm-hmm. South End City.
No, not South End City. This ain't no gang banging or no size or nothing like that. It's I'm gonna put it in Hollywood terms. It's the gatekeeper things.
So these
people are only fucking with these people.
Mm-hmm.
These people only fucking with those people.
Yeah, yeah.
These people are fucking with these people. Not knowing that all these people fucking with only certain people, we're not getting to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what could happen if everybody come together.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whoa. What do we do then?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a different thing. And it's like, I say that because when you think about cities like Atlanta, when you think about cities like Chicago, when you think about cities like L.A., you think about cities like Houston, everybody got behind the people in their city.
Yeah, yeah, they rock. They
now,
rock
I'm not going to say it's everybody. Let's be 100. Of course, there's always some haters. But majority, everybody got behind people. And that's what we don't do. Have yet to do it. That's why we have yet for any city, an inner city nigga to make it.
Yeah.
Period. And once we do that, that's when it is. And as soon as one make it, we all gonna flood the gates. And as soon as we all realize that's what it take, and we have to take down our egos and prides, you know what I'm saying, to be able for this to be successful.
Facts.
And me, I'm a leader and I'm a will, but I'm a team player.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that for a machine to work, all the parts gotta be running.
Yeah, it got to be well oiled.
I can play one part of the machine. I can lead the machine. I could be in the back of the machine. I could be on the side of the machine. Mm-hmm. If we all doing our part, we all win it.
Facts.
That's where we got to get to.
Definitely believe that.
I don't mean to get deep, but that's what we're here for. That's what we got to get to.
This is the Game 365 podcast, man. We popping it on another level.
Nah, that's where we got to get to. You know, real talk.
We ain't going
to
incriminate nobody, but we're going to pop some good game around here, though.
It's all game.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Come on, man. Talk to me.
Straight up. So, you know, let's talk about some of the things that you got going on right now, current, and then some future endeavors, whether entrepreneur, whether business-wise, whether music, whether, you know, whatever you got going on. Let's pop it. Let's talk about it and let them know and connect the links and whatever you got, websites or streaming services, let them know.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, shit, I got a couple albums coming out. Well, let me say I got one coming out. I'm going to stay in the moment. That's something I've been trying to work on myself.
Yeah.
You know, I be pew, 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 pew. Mm-hmm. But my album about to come out is called 80s Baby, but the 90s Raised Me. You know what I'm saying? And what that album consists of is, you know, if you want to think about Marvel,
yeah.
You know, and you see how you have all the Avengers. This is my origin story.
Oh, okay.
You feel what I'm saying? So I'm letting you know where I came from, why I am how I am, what's going on, what it took to get to where I am, that kind of thing. On top of that, it's all cuts. It's all real music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Done by my nigga BZ Two Stacks. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out BZ. That's my guy.
You know, the best engineer. I call him the surgeon. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like it's some real deal music. You know what I'm saying? So,
for sure.
It's going to be a good one.
What was the process in coming up with, you know, just that name, the concept behind the album, and then putting it down? Because then you got to reach back to when you were young.
For sure.
You see what I'm saying?
I had to tap in.
So I know you probably had to smoke a quarter or a zip, and then you know I'm talking.
A couple zips, you know what I'm saying?
But you know, you have to dig back, man. But you got to go back to, you know, the childhood and then fast forward up to, you know.
No, for sure.
You know?
For sure. So I would say one day I was in the studio, and I was talking to Beezy. And long story short, we were just, you know, conversating about different rappers, you know what I'm saying, and what different parts of game that everybody's bringing.
Yeah, yeah.
And long story short, he said, you know, where's all the guys who are, you know, everybody's doing it big. Where's all the stories at? how come nobody's telling the story?
The essence.
Nobody's giving a reason why they got to like this. Mm-hmm. Where's the ones who were down?
Yeah.
And then you came up. Yeah. You know, woo-woo. So I thought about that, and I was like, shit, I do be popping it a lot. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just being 1K.
Yeah, I do be popping
a lot. You know what? And that's because I'm a private person, so I don't like to show that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't like to tell that. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's because you know me. But at the end of the day, when he said that, I was like, I got stories, though. You know, I come from something. There's a reason why I am like this.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that I can tap into and really give you some real good quality music to where stories, timelines, different things to where you could relate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, Eddie's baby, but the 90s raised me. Mm-hmm. So hearing this album, you're going to be able to relate and not more than one and two and three and four ways because of the era of the time that I'm explaining of when we went through it, I guarantee it.
And that's what the game's been missing to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, that's why when BZ said it, I was like, he's right, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can only pop it so much, and, you know, after a while, you start sounding like everybody else.
Real talk.
So I wanted to make something different, you know what I'm saying? And it definitely was a blessing to be able to do this because, once again, it was therapy.
Yeah.
You know, referring back to my childhood, the things I went to, you know, which was kind of hard because, you know, there's a lot of things that I lock up and, you know, I put away and I'm like, that didn't happen. Or
compartmentalize and shit.
There you go. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was definitely therapy to be able to do that and then to put it on paper and put it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to lie. I'm sensitive about it.
Yeah.
I'm really sensitive about it.
It's like, a journal or some shit.
No, real talk, because I'm a private person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really tell too much.
Yeah.
So this one, I really, really gave you the origin stories of, you know, just like an Avenger would, if it was Iron Man or Spider-Man or Hulk. You seen a couple of Avenger movies, but then they gave you the origin stories.
Yeah.
This one is the real origin story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 1 to 15.
That's what's up.
Real talk.
Real quick before we close out, it's interesting too that, you know, we said that's the essence and that's, you know, a lot what's been missing.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your opinion about I'll call it the get rich quick rap? Like cats that they act like they jump straight to having it all and they ain't never went through nothing. It's just, I'm easy. Just an automatic millionaire, billionaire, trap star in the music. And it's like, damn, you didn't come from no struggle.
And see, let me say this. This is why I do my music and I have to keep it 1K and stay different.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is that right there. So the problem with that right there is because just like anything, it's a fad.
Yeah.
It's a trend. If you ain't doing that, you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to think.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're supposed to think.
Real talk.
And when you see the masses doing that, you think that.
Real talk.
Which has got them going, hey, I got to do what?
Monkey see, monkey do.
I got to, if I'm not doing that, I'm not on.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, and you know, I'm going to keep it funky. I'm an adult and I'm a human.
Yeah.
I have to remind myself sometimes, like, okay, stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, that was cool, but stay in your lane, though.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, where I come from is we were unique. I can't even talk. Unique.
Yeah.
We were different. There wasn't the same kind of thing with everybody. You heard different rap from everybody. Flavor, as my nigga was saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Straight flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Is there a difference between a hustler's mentality and a business mentality in the music game? I'll break that down. So you got cats that hustle their music. They don't give a fuck what go. I'll just sell some CDs downtown. I just need some money. I get dollar CDs, sell them for 10, 20, 30, donations, whatever. Then you got a business mind who people are going into it structured, you know, LLC.
Well, I was going to explain that. I was going to say there definitely is a difference because a hustler is just trying to get it how you live.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or get what he can get for whatever he's, you know, whatever the product is.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? But then if you're doing it the business way, you have a whole goal and a blueprint and a whole thing that you're following to get to this goal to reach, whether it's money, whether it's publicity, whether it's whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's definitely a difference, for sure.
Last question, man. Being that, you know, it was Martin Luther King Day a couple days ago, you know, can you give us the, not I Have a Dream speech, but the dream that you had for your career when you first started 13 years ago?
Man, I didn't have a dream.
Talk to me.
I didn't have a dream. I mean, it, you know, for me, I move different. You like, you know, of course, I'm a dreamer as far as, you know, dreaming big and wanting bigger and better things for myself all day, every day.
Yeah.
You know, and whoever I'm around all day, every day. But I didn't have a dream. Me, I'm taking it as it goes. I want the bumps and bruises because I know later on it's going to be greater.
Yeah.
It's going to get greater later. And as long as you stick to it, you're going to get results, period. And that's what I've just been getting. As I've grown, as I put out more albums, as I did more videos, as I did songs with people, as I did shows, it's only did nothing but grown, period.
One more last question because you got me thinking now. So how many shows have you did, and have you traveled doing any shows yet? Or is that a goal
yes,
of yours?
Yes, I traveled actually with a Top Shelf Jug.
Oh, yeah. You shout out my guy, man. That's my guy.
Went to All-Star the year they had it in Cali.
Oh, okay.
That was crazy because we did a show down there in And I can't remember where it was at, but it was somewhere in the hood.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was real life. Real life. Totally different.
Yeah.
Real life, though. Yeah. But it was filthy because they respected us.
Yeah, that's what's up.
We came in there, did our little thing, even though we kind of got shut to the side, but we still got in there, did our thing.
Yeah.
They respected us. And when nobody tripping, it was good money.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And it was dope to get outside of the town and be somewhere else and do our music.
Jay Fresh, man. Game 365 Podcast.
I appreciate you, gang.
One love, man.
I appreciate you
sliding through, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah.